Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, time for another Burt Show family meeting. You guys know in your own homes when mom or dad called a family meeting, it wasn't to sit everybody down in the living room and go, hey, just want to let you guys know everything's going great. You guys are getting your chores done. Everybody's been on time. Thanks so much. Family meetings on the Burt Show mean something kind of dramatic has happened, and that's why we call them that. And yesterday, we got a bunch of them this week. There was mine yesterday where I told you guys my engagement is over. And today's is Rebecca.
Yes. So I wrote this down so I would be able to say everything I want to say. So if it sounds like I'm reading, it's because I am.
Just so we know the rules of engagement afterwards, can we ask you questions about it, or is this the only thing you'd like to?
Yeah, of course. You can say whatever you want. Recently, I came on air and talked about a trip I had to the oral surgeon to try and heal a sore on my tongue that had been bothering me. The surgeon took a look at my tongue and decided that even though he thought it was just trauma, he would request a biopsy just to be safe. A few days later, I was sitting in Tommy's studio when I got a notification on my phone. I opened it up and just saw one word, malignant. Immediately, I turned to Katie and Kaylee and showed them the lab result in a complete panic. They tried their best to calm me down. Katie said, oh, malignant can just mean inflammation. They both told me to call my doctor and hugged me and in the meantime said, stay calm. So that's what I did. I called the oral surgeon back and it was true. The biopsy was positive for cancer. The anxiety I felt hearing those words on the phone is hard to describe. It's like I became a completely different person than I had been 5 minutes before. I couldn't speak anymore because it was too hard to breathe. So my mom took over the phone and he directed us on our next steps. We were referred to a cancer institute in the city. I met a team of several doctors who took careful time to explain to me exactly what was going to happen next. They were reassuring, empathetic, and kind. But the information was terrifying. They told me that I needed surgery, that I would lose about 30% of my tongue, that they would reconstruct the parts that they take with skin from other parts of my body, but that that part of my tongue would not work ever again. I am expected to lose function in maybe half of my tongue. I will have to relearn how to swallow, eat, and speak. And the radiation I will need down the line will make it even more difficult. As scary as that sounds, they told me my prognosis is actually pretty good. I'll take pretty good. I'm not worried about dying. I was and am still fixated on my speech. I'm terrified that I will never be able to talk again. Or when I do speak, never be understood. I asked every friend I have, one by one, if they would still be my friend if I couldn't talk or had to rely on a device to communicate. They said yes, but it didn't make me feel better for long. The doctors told me I would be able to speak, but it would be different. How different? I'm not going to know yet. This devastated me because I might be the one person who especially doesn't need more difficulty expressing themselves. Before I started working on The Burt Show, I sometimes had trouble saying good morning to coworkers I had known for years. I clinged to friends at parties. I had trouble asking for things for myself. Then I got this job, and I was terrified. Working with such small numbers and big personalities, it kind of sounded like my nightmare. But I told myself, okay, if you're doing this, you're doing this. You're going to say hi to people at work. And now I've made such good friends here. I make people laugh. Katie and I constantly sing. Tommy and I talk about movies. I sometimes talk with all of you on national radio and share stories about my life. The idea that after all my hard work, that my voice would be taken away from me when I finally found it was heartbreaking. I'm scared, but I have a team of professionals who will work with me towards success. I am in great hands. I am also so grateful to have such amazing friends, family, and all of you here who have supported me wholeheartedly from the moment I found out. Bert, when you learned that my appointment had been moved up, you said it made your day. That meant so much to me. You have all been checking up on me constantly and kept me laughing even when it's hard. I know I will get through this sooner than I think. It might change me for the better. I will have to be more thoughtful about a lot of things, like what I eat and what I say, which made me think, what should I say now when I know I can? While I can still take my voice for granted, I'd like to say I love my sisters, Addie, Sammy, and honorary sister Asia. I love my mom and dad. I love my friends, Alexa, Rachel, Molly, Anna, even Devin. I love all of you guys too. But most importantly, at the end of this, I'm going to be so skinny. And I'm definitely hitting my deductible.
Well, I'll say some of the same things I think Kristen did yesterday, and that's we love you.
Thank you.
We are here for you. Have the doctor said what best case scenario is yet?
Best case scenario is they have to take less than they think and that I don't need radiation. It sounds like that's their expectations are what it sounds like I'm going to have to do. I have like an 80% chance of needing radiation about 6 weeks after surgery. And they will have to take a portion of my tongue. Hopefully they will not have to take as much as they think they do. That's what the best case scenario is.
Got it.
We love you, Rebecca.
We love you too.
We're here for you.
And we're all here for you.
Thank you.
For whatever you need.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
When you're telling friends, I'm trying to use this more globally also than just us. Like, do you want to talk about it with friends or family, or do you, you're talking about it and it's in your head so much that you would rather not?
I feel like it comes and goes. Like every day I feel like I have this like just moment where I just need to vent and talk about it and say all my fears and just get it out of my head. And then as soon as I'm done, I'm like, okay, we got to stop this. We're not talking about this for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it goes every day, it seems like.
Well, we love you, support you, here for whatever it is you need.
Thank you. Love you too.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.